He who hasn't seen the light of the book of Zohar has not seen light in all his days, say the Kabbalists. And Rav Kook emphasizes and says, the book of Zohar breaks through new barriers. It and all of its flock are prepared to open the gates of redemption. It's been 9 months since our last convention, our convention, the Zohar for All convention, and since then it seems the world has completely changed. Here in Israel, many Kabbalah La'am centers have been founded. In all over the world, tens of thousands of people have joined in to our virtual study. Education, Kabbalistic education has started nourishing, and all this is as a result of the study of the book of Zohar. Right now we're at the peak of these two projects. We want to bring this book and its light to every human being. We're working in it very broadly, width-wise, to all people, and also depth. We're going to talk about a movie and about a book. And it's going to start off with the widest audience possible. We've started producing a movie about the Zohar. It's called The Secret of the Zohar. And I'd like to invite to the stage two of the stars from the movie, and they'll tell us about the experience. Yisrael Sasha Demidov and Maurice Cohen.
Okay, Shalom.
Sasha.
Hello. Sasha, you start.
Well, Sasha, what is this movie?
Well, you're first. Well, cinema is still a very powerful tool, and we want to use it forcefully, and we have the money and we have the forces to do that. And we're producing a movie, as Oren said, about the book of Zohar. It is said that this book is the book. And through that movie, the world will know and feel what it should discover, what it should reveal, why this book exists for. People will start feeling it. And this story, what do you have to say?
Well, actually, what you're going to see now is a trailer. A summary, a trailer from the movie. In the movie, I act as a Mossad agent, and Henry David, he's playing a person, a human being, and the connection between them is over throughout all generations, reincarnations. And you see Henry, he plays a Nazi officer or a Roman. The movie, actually, just like in our life, is based on good and evil.
And you're always playing a Jew.
Yeah, I always play the good person in the story, and he plays the bad person in the story, and we always reach this point of shattering between us. And the trailer begins with us meeting in this crowded room. And we understand that we have nowhere to run to, and that somehow we're connected.
Before the trailer, the movie is directed by Senka Vinuku and Vladek. They were taking the pictures in the most beautiful places in Israel. Let's watch the trailer.
The body is a machine, an avatar.
I'm afraid I don't want to return.
There is a point in every person that needs to cross to another dimension.
Thank you.
I need your help.
It's gonna get worse and worse. Choice. Nobody does. The time has come.
The time has come. That was the last words. And the time has come. So this movie, this film, and besides this movie, as I've said, we're working also with and also to the depth. We want to bring this light to all human beings. And to present the depth, I've brought a friend of mine, Ben Sion Geretz, the main editor of the project Zohar for All.
Bensi,
tell us a little bit about this project. How does it feel? How does it feel to lead a project that takes the Book of Zohar from the Aramaic from 1800 years ago to a language, to an understanding that each person can nourish from?
Well, it all started a year ago, about a year ago. In the beginning, we were just a small group. We hardly mentioned the word Zohar as something big or sacred. Nobody dealt with it. And then a year ago, suddenly Rav Lightman announced that he's working on the Book of Zohar. He was so happy. We didn't know what it was. And then he said, "We are starting to study the Zohar." And then a great change occurred in the group, in the world. People started joining up all over the world. They started to feeling one another, love, connection. They stopped being upset. Everything started to change. And I remember that in different conventions, if you went to one, then I asked, "You in Spain, did the Zohar affect you?" "Yeah, sure. Everybody were talking about the Zohar." In this whole year, we were living in the shadow of the Zohar. And the brilliant thing in this Zohar project, initiated by Rav Lightman, is to take that book, filled, as Oren said, with Aramaic, and verses and phrases and all kinds of explanation that only Kabbalists could use. And now, here together, when a true desire awoken in us to connect, then the Zohar could be revealed. This book, which is not a book, this is actually our soul which need to connect. Even now, dozens of people are working on it, going over the text, cleaning it up, so that we too, doesn't matter where we're from, which language we speak or don't speak, but if we open up the book with our desire to unite, then that book will influence us. All those 10 Kabbalists who dwell in that book, we will receive from their force of bonding. We will delve into the book. We will be the Book of Zohar itself. And that project is a very, very blessed project. As Rav said, in the beginning of next week, we will start studying also the introduction to the Book of Zohar. So the morning lesson will be filled with the Book of Zohar.
Right by the text of the Book of Zohar, in its friendly version called Zohar for All, Zohar with the interpretation of the Sulam, we thought it would be suitable to edit another book, which will be as an introduction to the study of the Book of Zohar. And we've just published it right now before the convention. The book is called Opening the Zohar. And it teaches every person that wants to connect to the Book of Zohar all you need to know. From A to Z, you need no prior knowledge. It teaches you everything you need to know. in order to learn how to connect to that book and drink from its light. This book has in it, besides the study from A to Z, also the most interesting, exciting, powerful parts from the Book of Zohar, just like what we read today at the end of the first lesson. During the convention, we're going to read other precepts from it, and together we're going to try to be those who open the Zohar. The whole thing, the whole matter of disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah hasn't started now. It started long, long ago. So let's watch a short clip. That before the emanators were emanated and the creatures were created, the Apollite filled all of reality and there was no open space, but it was all one simple equal light with one equality, and that is called the light of Ein Sof.
We're all human beings and everything started from him, Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon, who felt the upper force which governs and fills the entire reality. Then comes Abraham. While the ego burst in ancient Babylon and spreaded humanity all over, Abraham discovered the law of love. Abraham developed the method for the revelation of the Creator. He opened up his tent to everyone and he started teaching. 100 years later, we go through wars and peace, ups and downs, until the greatest and last descent 2,000 years ago. And then appears a special soul, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashbi and friends are the one who paved for us the road for our spiritual ascent. They wrote a book about eternity and everlasting love, the Book of Zohar. And then humanity entered a period of darkness. The book was gone. The wisdom moved on. Thus, in the end of the 16th century, again, a special soul appeared in our world, the Holy Ari. He opened up the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. This is a moment of a spiritual revelation. The Ari brought the light to the world. Starting from that moment, the realization is up to us. Great Kabbalists followed the Ari and did everything they could in order to discover what was hidden. In the 19th century, in Varsha, Rabbi Yehuda Levi Ashlag was born, Bala Sulam. This is a bloody period of time, and Bala Sulam saw another sign in it to the final stage in the development of humanity. Everything Abraham felt, everything Rashbi described, everything the Ari discovered, Bala Sulam turned it to the science of the connection with the Creator. We're all connected in one wonderful system, he kept saying. We only have to discover that. His elder son, Rabash, Rabbi Baruch Shalom HaLevi Ashlag, followed the same path of his father. The Rabash is the last in the chain of great Kabbalists. He explains the words of his father and allows every person to discover the spiritual world. Now everything is ready. Now the wisdom has to start spreading all over the world. Michael Lightman came to the Rabash and became his disciple, his friend, his closest person. He was with him for 13 years. Michael Lightman started teaching lessons and writing his first books. Rabash knew that the world needs a Kabbalist who will be able to pass on the wisdom to the world. And indeed, this is what he does. Thus, in the beginning of the 90s, hearts are starting to open up. doesn't happen all at once. Almost 20 years of mutual effort goes by, of hope, years of anticipation. Until the moment everything comes into one special moment. Until that moment. For sure, the world has to unite. This is why we have gathered here today. The whole world is with us at such a time of unity and love.
I'm Gregory from France. When I raise my eyes, it's not 7,000 people, 7,500 people I see here. It's the family I've been waiting for my entire life. The family with which I want to remain.
Only together can we do it here in this convention. And there is no doubt we are gonna do it together as one man with one heart.
I'm Roberto. I came from Mexico. I have a lot of happiness, excitement. At this moment, the moment has come to see everyone together with this friendship, with no limits, like one man, one heart, filled together with much happiness. Thank you.
My name is Denis. I'm from Ukraine. And I have a new quality. I started understanding the French people without understanding their language. And the languages that fill me from within, it is impossible to put into words. It's like meeting your twin brother whom you were separated from in childhood. This is when the emotions are choking you, when you hug him, embrace him, and you don't need to say a word. You simply feel his heart. This is a feeling of happiness. And now, I have a family all over the world, in every country. And from that great feeling, from these new points in my heart today, thank you so much for existing, for living.
My name is Yılmaz. I came from Turkey. The flags we're holding in our hands are different. Our faiths are different. Different cultures. But we all have one true goal: to unite in one spiritual vessel. We have only one true desire. For humanity to reach the greatest thing possible. We've prepared very seriously, and we can do it. We must do it. We have no other choice. No other choice. All of us together are going to do it. Aravut, unity.
I came here to give up everything I have. I truly feel that you are my family.
שאתם המשפחה שלי.
Only know one thing.
אני יודע רק דבר אחד.
We all share the same desire. One desire.
יש לכולנו אותו רצון, רצון אחד.
And I know I cannot live without you. I'm nothing.
ואני יודע שאני לא מסוגל לחיות בלעדיכם, אני כלום בלעדיכם.
אני גדול בזמן, סתם.
I'm Alexander from Russia. I feel great love for each one of you. Each one of you being present here. Each one of you is sitting in front of the TV or computer screens all over the world. And I feel that in your hearts there's much more love. I want to connect to goodness. I want to connect to your hearts.
My name is Chiedu.
Chiedu.
And I'm from the United States of America.
I'm from the United States of America. אתם יכולים בבקשה לעצום את העיניים שלכם.
Wherever you are,
לא משנה איפה אתם נמצאים.
All over the world,
בכל רחבי העולם.
Just for a moment,
רק לרגע אחד.
For it is a beautiful location,
כי זה אירוע יפהפה.
It is a wonderful location,
זה אירוע נפלא.
It is a day of celebration,
זהו יום של חג.
We have waited for this day for too long.
חיכינו יותר מדי זמן לרגע הזה.
With great yearning.
בהשתוקקות גדולה.
Great pain.
כאב גדול.
Look deep inside you now.
תסתכלו עמוק בתוככם עכשיו.
Find that very place.
ותמצאו את המקום הזה.
That very place that have brought us together from all over the world.
המקום הזה שהביא אותנו ביחד מכל רחבי העולם. בשמחה גדולה
and great anticipation,
וציפייה גדולה,
that I appear before you this afternoon.
אני מופיע לפניכם באחר הצהריים הזה.
For a very long time,
הרבה מאוד זמן,
Kabbalists and all people,
המקובלים,
that love the truth,
וכל האנשים אוהבי האמת,
have yearned and longed for a day like this.
השתוקקו וציפו ליום כזה.
What you have just imagined in your mind in that deep place.
מה שדמיינתם כרגע במוח שלכם במקום העמוק הזה.
We can make it real.
אנחנו יכולים להפוך אותו לאמיתי.
As we as we are full of joy and excitement,
אז מלאים בשמחה ובהתרגשות,
let us never lose focus.
בואו לא נאבד את המיקוד.
For our job is not done yet.
כי העבודה שלנו עוד לא תמה.
We came here for a reason.
הגענו לכאן בגלל סיבה מסוימת.
We came here to be changed.
הגענו לכאן כדי להשתנות.
Because we want to be changed for good.
כי אנחנו רוצים להשתנות לנצח.
And our way, the only way.
והדרך שלנו, הדרך היחידה שלנו,
is Yeshar El.
ישר כל.
Jesse, I'm from the United States.
שמי ג'סי, אני מארצות הברית.
Friends, we are
חברים,
together in Israel.
אנחנו ביחד בישראל.
At this moment.
ברגע הזה.
And this may have happened only once before at Sinai.
ואולי זה קרה רק פעם אחת בהר סיני.
And even though I have no memory of
ולמרות שאין לי שום זיכרון מחיים קודמים,
we've all come back to this world repeatedly.
כולנו חזרנו לעולם הזה שוב ושוב כל כך הרבה פעמים.
And then we're here now.
אנחנו כאן עכשיו.
And we won't come back as separate pieces of this broken soul. We will
ולא נחזור בחזרה כמו חלקים שבורים של הנשמה הזאת. אנחנו נחזור כנשמה אחת.
Let's sing together because there are no words suitable for this event. So let's just sing.
להזמין לבמה את הרב לייטמן.
I'd like to invite Rav Lightman to the stage.
Thank you all. Thank you so much. We all feel that to connect to good is to connect to the hearts of such friends. That's true. Baal HaSulam writes, "How happy I am being born in a generation where the wisdom of Kabbalah can be publicized and realized, and we are the ones who are doing it. And as we can see here, we have many friends here. We can also see them on the TV screens from all over the world. Hopefully, we will really see all these souls of the great ones from Adam Rishon, through all our ancestors, through the great Kabbalists who are also with us, holding us on their hands. In my best dreams, I never dreamt that I will be able to stand on stage and to talk to thousands of people, that through bonding we attain godliness. And definitely, as much as I believed Rabash, I didn't believe him in that. I really didn't. And it wasn't long ago. It was about 15, 20 years before the bursting of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And he said, "You will see that this is how it's going to be." And I was... Who could have believed that? Who wanted that? And today we see that we have a big home, virtual home, big heart, which is comprised from all hearts. And the wisdom of Kabbalah which is spread all over in all countries and continents. We really have to make that effort in connecting our hearts, as written. It's either you become as one man with one heart, or this will be your burial place. You will remain immersed in your ego and you won't come to life, eternity. So it's either one. So let's take these things seriously. We need unity. And that's it.
אתה ואני קשורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערותי תנאי החיים. מתעורר הניצוץ שבלך לעולם, השתכבה אנושות חדשה, חוק אחד מחבר את כולנו ביחד, לכולם השותף הכאב, הבחירה היא שלך לשנות הגישה. צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת. זו לא סתם תיאוריה, לחזור לחיות בהרמוניה, והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור. אתה ואני קשורים אחד לשני, עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים. אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי, כולנו כבר מסכימים, ערבות תנאי החיים. Like a baby, open
him. This world has been born, a global connection no longer concealed. One step at a time, we walk together. We all share the pain, no choice but to change. Let's learn how to give. Make no mistake, it's not just a theory. With love we are set free. Let's love as we fear. Let's lose our fear. You and me, connected we'll be like one family. Up the ladder we climb so high. You and me, living in unity, all together and free. Eternity.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moti Mor!
שערי שמיים וקושרות